I'm full of awe and gratitude for those who have told stories about serving, or those who have been mentioned who served, or those in the audience who served tonight. Or those who can't be with us because they served. My life hasn't been full of sacrifice. There's been no sacrifice inside of my life. There's been barely any conflict, in fact. I think about conflict, and I think about showing up at weddings and standing in front of a bunch of men and trying to catch a garter belt. I'm going to tell you more about that in a second, but you should know that my brothers and I were very competitive. It's really no surprise. Take four sons, give them no sisters, spread them 2 years apart, give them no differentiating qualities between intelligence, charisma, and athletic prowess, and do you think they're not going to fight at who's better at Zelda? I mean, really? I mean, the instant you hear that sign where, like, the last heart disappears and, like, it's a wrestling match, like, let me show you how to do it. And we wrestle over who's going to get that controller. The worst, though, the worst is a car ride. I mean, I think about it and I get stressed about who's going to find that next punch buggy. But, I mean, really, it's about trivia. And I have to confess, I'm not the best older brother. I mean, we all liked Pokemon when we were growing up, and who's Pokemon number 28, I would say, and I would wait for my brothers to, like, pounce at the question. And it was really a trick question, because if they said it was Pikachu, I'd make fun of them for knowing it. And if they didn't answer, I'd ridicule them for not remembering. So it wasn't great being inside my family. There was one thing, though, that would unite us, and that was my father's side of the family. If there are four sons, well, think about my father's side of the family. My father had two brothers, no sisters. They all married. They all had sons. Again, nothing very differentiating between us. Well, there was one thing. Whenever we went over my Uncle Greg's or my Uncle Bob's house, it was hard not to notice that it was a little bit cleaner. It was a little bit nicer. I mean, last year, my family finally decided to take the plunge, and we got a flat-screen TV. My Uncle Bob came over, saw the flat-screen TV. We still hadn't unwrapped its plastic, and 1 week later, he had two LCD screens inside of his house. It was always a perpetual keeping up with the Joneses inside of my father's side of the family. And this would be kind of cruel. I mean, like, running bases was the most intense sport I'd ever seen at 7 years old, because we were fighting for something beyond that base. Soccer, we were fighting for something beyond that goal. Bocce ball, when we were in our younger 20s, was the most vicious shit I had ever seen inside of my life. But like most things, as families grow older, you don't get together for birthdays. You don't get together for summer barbecues. You get together for funerals and weddings. It's kind of hard to distinguish yourself at a funeral. It's just hard to show off. The tone is a little bit difficult to manage. Weddings, though, that's kind of my jam. I have a little bit of experience in the restaurant/service industry, and that applies very well to the wedding scenario. Let me explain. I know what kind of cocktail you should order. I understand the whole gamut of possibilities. I can dazzle my Antonies. I am not afraid of goat cheese. Also, because, I was vice president of my school's ballroom dancing class, I kind of know how to cut a rug, which is something that the rest of my other male cousins never learned how to do. Again, weddings are kind of my jam. There's also one thing that I discovered that I'm really, really good at over time. Nobody is better than me at catching a garter belt. It turns out that it's really quite simple. All you need to do is show up at the front of a line of men, which isn't really hard because most men treat it with the kind of enthusiasm they reserve for a firing squad. Bend your knees and leap. So in May 2010, I find myself at my cousin Bob's wedding. I am kind of excited. I am all over the open bar. I am all over the cheese tray. I can't wait until they play Zoot Suit Riot. But I'm really looking forward to that garter belt toss. I also know that all my friends, I don't have any friends at this wedding, it's just my family and my brothers are cheering on for me because, again, nothing unites us like my father's side of the family. I'm also waiting for that garter belt toss. I caught 3 garter belts in 2007. I was 3 for 3, including at my cousin Bob's wedding, and now his brother Tommy is getting married. I just can't wait. I go to my brothers and say, hey, I'll be back. I'm just going to win this thing. And I go to the front of the line, and I bend my knees, and I jump up. And I catch the garter belt. And my eyes close a little bit as I settle down to the ground, as my knees just bend a little bit and expand a little bit as I touch down. And I'm waiting for that applause from everybody else. Because let me tell you, it just gets better as you get older, because the soccer games, no one was really there to cheer you on. But when you're with a crowd of 100 as you catch that garter belt, there's really nothing better. But there's no applause, and I hear the shouting in the background, and it's my cousin Bob's year-old new wife, and she says, hey, no fair, that guy caught the garter belt at my wedding too. Do-over, do-over. And where I was expecting applause, this kind of boo starts to spread over the crowd of attendees. First off, how many boos actually happen at a wedding? I'm holding on to the garter belt, waiting to see if public sentiment is going to turn at any point, but the booing just keeps on getting louder and louder. My cousin Tommy comes out and he says, hey Joe, I'm sorry. The crowd has spoken. I hand him back the garter belt, and I walk off the stage. They rethrow the garter belt, and this 5-year-old kid picks it up. And then he starts breakdancing, and it's kind of cool, but I don't really want to talk about that at all. And I can't help thinking about losing. Here I am, and I've always wanted to show off in front of my kids. I always wanted to win. I always was really good at catching garter belts. Maybe I got a little bit too good. Maybe it was just too much a walk in the park. And I mean, then I think about it a little bit more. I start to smile a little bit and think my cousin had a chance to show he was a bigger man. He had the chance to say, hey, Joe, you caught this fair and square. You're the winner here. And I think, man, I was robbed, and I'm going to hold that against him for the rest of his life, and that's going to feel so very good. Thank you.